Today's reading and homily is from the book 10 Secrets for Success and Inner Peace by Dr. Wayne Dyer. The first secret, have a mind that is open to everything and attached to nothing. The second secret, don't die with your music still in you. The third secret, you can't give away what you don't have. The fourth secret, embrace silence. The fifth secret, give up your personal history. The sixth secret, you can't solve a problem with the same mind that created it. The seventh secret, there are no justified resentments. The eighth secret, treat yourself as if you already are what you'd like to be. The ninth secret, treasure your divinity. The tenth secret, wisdom is avoiding all thoughts that weaken you. Good morning. First secret, have a mind that is open to everything and attached to nothing. Having a mind that is open to everything and attached to nothing sounds easy until you think about how much conditioning has taken place in your life and how much of your current thoughts were influenced by geography, the religious beliefs of your ancestors, the color of your skin, the shape of your eyes, the political organization of your parents, your size, your gender, the schools that were selected for you, and the vocation of your great-grandparents, to list only some possibilities. You showed up here as a tiny infant capable of an infinite number of potentialities. Many of your choices remain unexplored because of a hopefully well-intentioned conditioning program designed to make you fit the culture of your caretakers. You probably had next to no opportunity to disagree with the cultural and societal arrangements made for your life. In all your relationships, if you can love someone enough to allow them to be exactly what they choose to be, without any exceptions or attachments from you, you know true peace in your lifetime. True love means you love a person for what they are, not for what you think they should be. This is an open mind and an absence of attachment. The second secret, don't die with your music still in you. The world you live in is an intelligent system in which every moving part is coordinated by every other moving part. There's a universal force that supports and orchestrates everything. It all works together in perfect harmony. You are one of those moving parts. You showed up here in the body you inhabit precisely on time. Your body will leave here with the same precision. You're an essential piece of this complex system. Here you are in this intelligent system that has no beginning and no end, in which all of the galaxies move in harmony with each other. You must have shown up here for a reason. Khalil Gibran said, "When you are born, your work is placed in your heart." So what is your work, your purpose? Are you living it out the way your heart urges you to? Take a moment right now and point to yourself. Your finger is lightly pointing at your heart, not at your brain, but your heart. This is who you are. The constant beating of your heart in and out and in is a symbol of your infinite connection to the always present heartbeat of God or the universal intelligence. Your left brain calculates, figures things out, analyzes, and comes up with the most logical choices for you. It thinks. Your right brain represents your intuitive side. This is the part of you that goes beyond reason and analysis. It's the part of you that feels things, that's sensitive to love, that's emotional about what's important to you. Your bright brain allows you to tear up as you hold your babies or bask in the beauty of a glorious day. Your left brain can analyze it while your right brain lets you feel it. There's an intuitive, invisible presence that's always with you. I picture this presence as a nagging little creature who sits on your right shoulder and reminds you when you've lost your sense of purpose. This little fellow is your own death, urging you to get on with what you've showed up here for because you have only so many days to get it done, and then your body will be departing from your visit. Follow your right brain, listening to how you feel, and play your own unique brand of music. You won't have to fear anything or anyone, and you'll never experience that terror of lying on your deathbed someday saying, what if my whole life has been wrong? Your invisible companion on your right shoulder will prod you each and every time you're moving away from your purpose. It makes you aware of your music. So listen, and don't die with that music still in you. The third secret, you can't give away what you don't have. Of course you can't give away what you don't have. This seems so obvious that you may be wondering why it is listed as a secret in this book. It's because most people who do not enjoy inner peace and success in their lives have failed to master this simple truth. I love the way that Dr. Wayne Dyer explains this one. He asks a little girl, what happens if you squeeze an orange? And she says, you make orange juice, and he praises her. But how many times do we try to get something out of something that doesn't have what we're looking for? He continues to explain that sometimes we try to get apple juice or grape juice out of an orange, but it just doesn't work. The little girl says to Dr. Dyer, that's dumb, but we still try to do it. Think of people you know who give love in response to negative energy that's directed their way. There aren't very many people who respond lovingly in that situation. The ones who do are able to because they have love to give away. They know that it's impossible to give away what they don't have, and they've gone that extra mile to acquire what it is that they want to both attract and give away. If love and joy are what you want to give and receive, then remember that you can't give away what you don't have, but you can change your life by changing what's inside, if you're willing to go that extra mile. You can't give love away to others if you don't have any for yourself. You can't show respect for others if you lack self-respect. You can't give happiness away if you feel unhappy. And of course, the reverse is true. You can only give away what you do have, and each and every day you're giving away items from your own personal inventory. What is in your personal inventory? Do you want to change it? Only you have the power to change it. The fourth secret, embrace silence. How often do you allow yourself to sit quietly, relax, meditate, and just let in whatever is supposed to flow in? We are so busy with our day-to-day rushing, and then we are exhausted, and we lay down and fall asleep quickly, if we are lucky. Many of us have trouble sleeping because our brain is still racing. But when do we take time to really quiet our mind and listen to what the divine is saying to us? Probably not as much as we should. So take some time, starting today, to embrace the silence, even if it is a walking meditation in nature. The fifth secret, give up your personal history. How many times do we talk about our past and explain why we are a certain way due to an abusive upbringing or unloving parents or whatever the case may be? Our personal history has got us to where we are today and made us who we are. Let us not use this as an excuse to not succeed, but as a reason to celebrate who we are today, and that the person we are and the gifts that we have to share are unique and that only we can share them. Do you know how wonderful you are? Take a look in the mirror and tell yourself how much you love and appreciate yourself, and thank your parents for making you the person that you are today. And tell yourself how much you love and appreciate yourself, and again, thank your parents for making you the person that you are today. Your personal history can be used as a gift or as a crutch. How do you choose to use it? The sixth secret, you can't solve a problem with the same mind that created it. As the late, great Dr. Wayne Dyer would say, when you change the way that you look at things, the things that you look at change. How many times have you been looking for something and you can't find it and you've looked everywhere? Finally, when you're looking for something else, you find it. Why? Because your mind has changed. If you have the mindset that it is lost, it doesn't matter if someone throws it at you, you won't find what you're looking for. So when you have a problem, take a walk, meditate, do something else, come back to it when your mindset has changed, and what you observe or notice will be different. The seventh secret, there are no justified resentments. When you hold a resentment inside of you towards someone, you are the one that is feeling the pain, not the other person. They probably don't even realize or care what you are thinking, so why hold on to it? It is inside of you, eating you up, making you feel bad. So let go and let God. The only one being damaged by it is you. The eighth secret. Treat yourself as if you already are what you'd like to be. This is the key to the movie The Secret or The Law of Attraction. You have to get happy to attract happy things. You have to feel abundant to attract abundance. You have to feel healthy to attract good health. When you act as if, the universe cannot tell the difference if you have what you want or not, so it must deliver it to you. You get what you think about whether you like it or not. So act as if you are living your dream life, but make sure that you are feeling it, because the universe does not act upon what you say, but upon how you feel. The ninth secret, treasure your divinity. Do you treasure your divinity? Do you believe that you are a spiritual being having a temporary human experience? Do you believe that you come from God, so therefore you are a part of God? Do you realize how wonderful, beautiful, and perfect you are with your imperfections? These imperfections make you beautiful and unique, and the gifts that you have to share with the world are as unique as you are. Do you recognize them? Are you sharing them? Why not start today? The tenth secret, wisdom is avoiding all thoughts that weaken you. Do you follow the news? Do you listen to gossip? Do you follow politics? Do you focus on the positive or the negative? Wisdom is a wonderful thing, and learning is fun and powerful. But are you learning uplifting and empowering things, or negative devaluing things? Take the wisdom of our forefathers and teachers and use it in a positive, constructive way to empower you and those that you teach. I try to make my homilies positive, educational, and fun, and I hope that I accomplish this goal and that you enjoy them. Again, it is how it makes you feel that is the key. Does the information make you feel good? If so, keep listening to it. If it makes you feel bad, listen to something else. Your inner guidance system will never let you down, and now you know the secrets to inner peace according to the teachings of Dr. Wayne Dyer, so enjoy them. Play with them and see how you feel. Some may not resonate with you, but use and enjoy the ones that do that make you feel good. I love you, and I wish you great happiness and inner peace in your life. Thank you.